Good morning. My guest this morning is Tom Origer from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Well, what you're here for is to tell us about a presentation you're going to be giving on Saturday, August 10th, between 3 and 4:30 in the afternoon, a history of the Laguna de Santa Rosa's prehistory, over 11,000 years in the making, 11,000 years in an hour and a half.
I'm going to try to do it. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, can you give us a few highlights in the next couple of minutes?
Well, the Laguna has been a focal point for Native Americans for, as we now know, at least 11,000 years. It's also been a lesser focal point for archaeologists in the sense that we've done some archaeology along there. That's how we've discovered the age of the Laguna, the habitation along there. So I'm planning to talk about what kind of archaeology has been done, who did the work, kind of a history of the archaeology that's going to lead up to discussing the full 11,000-year chronology of occupation of the Laguna by Native peoples.
Was there a specific single California tribe that lived in and around the Laguna?
Primarily, the tribe that was there was the Pomo. At the southern end of the Laguna, you get down into Coast Miwok territory.
Right.
Their boundary between the two was around Cotati. So when you get in that end, you get the more southern group, the Coast Miwok.
So were these mainly fisher folk, shellfish, or were they hunters?
They were hunters, gatherers. They hunted land mammals. They went to the coast and got shellfish. They went down to San Pablo Bay, San Francisco Bay, got shellfish. They traded extensively with other groups that had resources that they could use. They were pretty mobile in a sense, very well adapted to working with their neighbors and everybody exchanging what needed to be exchanged to make the whole process work.
Well, I've lived quite near the lagoon for 22 years. On Karras Lane. You know that street?
I do not.
It's a street that's off of Guerneville Road, just before the bridge over the Laguna that comes after Fry Road. There was an amazing amount of wildlife around that rather settled area, but we did see mountain lion and wildcat and otters one time and so on. Very, very rich area still. But I guess that its need for protection grows all the time, doesn't it?
I believe that's truly the case. When I was younger in high school, I used to hunt along the Laguna, and there was quite a few animals then. But I believe right now there's even more than there were then. I've seen mink, otters. There's otters that swim in the sewer treatment plants, wastewater holding ponds. So there's a lot more animals around now, I think, than there were back, say, 40, 50 years ago.
And, of course, an amazing bird population.
Yeah. So I think we're on the right trajectory in terms of bringing the Laguna back to something like it might have been 200, 300 or thousands of years ago. So that's all really positive.
So what do you hope your talk will get across to the people who attend it?
Well, I primarily want people to recognize that there was somebody here before us. You know, there's some deeper roots to this location. I know when I was a youngster, I didn't even recognize that there were Native peoples that lived in this area until I started finding artifacts. And I think there's probably a lot of people who've come into the area recently, don't really know the history or prehistory, don't recognize that there's something deeper than just they're moving in here and now being residents of the area.
Right.
There's something more there.
Right. There's the market. There's the cleaners. There is a lot more to it than that.
Sure.
Well, it is one of the most beautiful areas I've ever spent time in. And I congratulate you on the work that you're doing for it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for coming in, Tom. Let's tell people that Tom Origer is going to be presenting a history of the Laguna de Santa Rosa's prehistory, a history of prehistory. That's over 11,000 years in the making. And this is Saturday, August 10th, 3 to 4:30 p.m. at the Laguna de Santa Rosa Environmental Center, which is right on the Laguna. For information, of lagunafoundation.org or on telephone 527-9277, extension 110. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRZB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.